Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, if you like what you hear, click follow.
Are you okay with Congress telling military to ignore orders of commanding officers and the commander-in-chief? To which I replied, I'm okay with Congress reminding military members not to follow illegal orders. So that's the difference.
Yeah.
And these are, in case you don't know, there is some kind of video out there which has members of Congress who have military backgrounds. And they're talking about the importance of following legal orders, more so talking about, remember that you should not follow illegal orders. And now you get people like Stephen Miller and all the Fox News talking heads who are freaking out and going, this is insurrection, telling them not to follow the commander in chief's orders, to which they completely miss the point. And the point is, there are concerns that the president may ask people, or Trump officials on his request, ask people to do things that are illegal. In case in point, we already talked about the DOJ and Lindsey Halligan and what happened with the Comey case. And if this all turns out as it sounds, because they've admitted not following the law in front of a grand jury, and not presenting a full, the indictment in full before the full grand jury. Or how about Southern Command and a legal opinion that what they were being asked to do, when you're talking about these extrajudicial killings, on these boats, there are legal questions about whether that is, legal questions about whether it's legal. Where they are questioning what they're being told to do, whether it is whether it is legal or illegal. There are questions about the way Department of Homeland Security or Border Patrol or ICE are rounding people up and treating them when they're in custody. So I have no problem with these Congress people with military experience who are reminding military people of the thing that they are trained on, which is, following legal orders and not following illegal orders. There's no problem. I can't imagine anybody ever saying there's something wrong with someone reminding military members of their oath and their duty. And so Martha McCallum from Fox News had on, I believe, one of the people that was in this video.
Representative Jason Crow from Colorado.
Okay.
The Democrat. I hope this clip hits exactly what you were talking about, because there's a lot to this, but here we go.
You're not talking about actual policy. You're not talking about things that our members of our service members, who we revere and respect, are actually being asked to do. So when you see this video on all over the place, when you see this video on social media, I think a lot of people scratch their heads and they say, what exactly are they talking about? Are they talking about not allowing gunboats to make it to the United States carrying drugs? Is that what you're talking about?
Martha, here's a novel idea. How about we actually prevent things from happening before they become a problem?
I think that's what right? they're trying to do.
What you're saying is we have to wait until there's a problem to respond to that problem.
No, I'm not.
Right? As a military officer, what I think is important is we train people, we give them information, we prepare people for challenges coming down the pike. That is what I did as a commander in the military. That's what I'm doing now. As we are standing by our troops, we are reminding them of their obligation.
Says the about the specific order.
Commander in chief, that we are asking our military to carry out, are you objecting to? This is very vague, and it was so vague in this video. I don't think people could figure out what you guys were all talking about, honestly.
Martha, Donald Trump has made a series of very disturbing comments and suggestions that would violate U.S. law and put our military in terrible positions.
Again, we're getting nowhere because you're not talking about an order.
I don't want to wait until that happens to remind our troops of their obligation because then it'll be too late. We are standing by our troops and our amazing men and women in uniform to remind them
who sign up every day as you did to carry out the orders of the commander in chief. We are not engaged in new wars. We have no troops on the ground in Ukraine except some who were training pilot
missions.
There's
a part where she says again, what are you talking about? And he said the protests at Lafayette Square where he said, can't you just shoot them in the legs? That is something that had come up from the previous administration. And in the previous administration, there were people around him who were able to say, you know, no, you can't do that. And now he has surrounded himself with yes people. So when he mentioned that, he said the protests at Lafayette Square where he said, can't you just shoot them in the legs? She said, that's not an order. That's a comment. And he said, yeah, but that came from the president of the United States. I just listed for you the other ones that we are now, you know, hearing about that are questionable. So these people are freaking out because people are being reminded not to follow an illegal order. It's just wild to me. It's wild to say, oh, what do you mean? You're telling them not to follow orders. Hello. The critical word here is illegal orders. And they're doing them a favor telling them that because some people forget. They forget history. They forget what happens after the fact. When things change, when other people come in charge, you know, they could be held responsible criminally, civilly, in all sorts of ways. They could lose their livelihood, like they could lose their career, they could lose their freedom if they just say, I was following orders. They have to be legal orders. And so making that distinction is important because there's a lot of questions about what kind of things he's asking people to do.
There was an interview I saw like 2 months ago with Maryland Governor Wes Moore, who's a military guy, and he said the military is trained to not do illegal things. So if that's what the training is, this seems like an unnecessary video. I understand why they're doing it. Because people are just going to twist it.
Because we're hearing about like the questions that some of these people are having, and they're asking for their solicitors and legal people to find out because they don't want to get caught up in something questionable.
Hey, if you like what you hear, click follow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.